Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty Basic.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Yeah!
Today's a kind of... How would you describe it, Rem?
It very much is feeling Real Housewives reunion.
You know, oh my God. We always said if we had the couches full, it would feel like a reunion.
It does feel like a
reunion. I heard what you said. I heard.
The way we all laughed after, that made it seem like it was a reunion show.
Welcome to Pretty Unfiltered.
Yay!
Yeah, it's got a ring to it. That was the name of our group chat.
I did do that.
We should keep it going after this for sure.
Yeah. A little spelling bee moment.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even know about like our... Spelling Bee group chat that we're in.
Oh, Spelling Bee.
You guys quiz each other for...
It's the New York Times, like, games. And so there's a crossword.
I do that every day.
You could join.
No, that's a Wordle. That's Wordle.
No, I do all the New York Times games.
Oh.
Connections.
Wait, I pay monthly for that. I should play it more. I pay monthly and I don't use it.
Connections is the best new game.
We'll talk. Well, thank you guys for coming on the pod.
Thanks
today.
For having us.
Thank you.
We have the most guests ever on Pretty Basic, and we're a little nervous that we're going to talk over each other, but also it's going to be so much fun.
I think we'll do just great. We should have like a talking stick. You know, like we just pass it around, whoever's turn it is.
We'd still be talking over each other because we'd be like, can I have it? wait, 1 second. Give me.
You guys are fun to podcast with.
Thank you.
That's a first.
Your Patreon episode when you came on is still one of like my favorite.
Oh my God.
Yours was great.
Oh yeah.
Yours was great too.
Both were good in their own way.
Oh man.
My favorite part with yours is when we thought we were recording for 45 minutes and it was only 7 minutes.
Yes.
Seven.
That was insane.
Like, all right, we're getting close. What time are we at? And Jordan's like, 7 minutes. We're like, there's no way.
And we thought we were.
We thought we ate. Yeah.
My favorite was Alicia when she was like, can I talk? We like.
Oh my God. I don't know. Like, genuinely, I saw the edit in my head of me being like, yeah. And then I remember bringing up Roller Coaster Tycoon, and then you guys just took that and ran this way. And then I imploded and was like, but.
And then Remy, your episode, which made me die, was we were trying to spell hard words.
Renaissance.
I still can't spell it.
Esophagus?
Esophagus.
Esophagus?
Do you guys still do those?
Yeah, we do high episodes.
Can we come back on?
We haven't done a guest in a long time, but that's what made it fun was it getting guests and smoking with them. That's we just should start doing
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll come on together.
That's actually, yeah, fun. You should come on together. It'd be really fun.
Okay, gorgeous.
Well, we had Zane and Heath on obviously before, but and we've had Matt on separately. Mariah, okay. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, please. I would say no. I get very anxious. So I'm glad we're doing it all together.
Yeah, this is
me
fun.
Too.
Well, my favorite thing about when I re-listened to our episode on your guys's were your like one-liners that I didn't hear at all.
Oh yeah, because I say it kind of quiet though, just in case it doesn't hit.
And editing, we'll put it down more too, just to like kind of just in case it doesn't hit. Yeah. Make it very low.
But thank you.
I have something for you.
Oh, do you? Oh my gosh, I already know what it is.
Can you get out of my bag?
What is it?
It's his birthday present.
Oh,
You know what it
wait,
is?
Wait, his birthday?
And I, yeah,
his birthday was like
wait, his birthday?
Ago.
Yeah, his birthday was a long time ago.
I like haven't. It took forever to come in, and then I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, you a liar. Liar.
We're gonna see him soon. She got it yesterday.
She showed it to me.
I'm like, it's coming in the mail.
Oh, and it's wrapped.
It's wrapped. That wrapping paper came out last week.
We talked about this. We've talked about this on Unfiltered.
Okay.
This was a Christmas present that I always wanted
really
as a kid.
I really hope it's not what he thinks it is.
this is what I want. He's like, oh.
It's the sweater he's wearing.
Oh my gosh. It's Barbie Pet Detective.
Oh my
gosh.
I had that.
You have never talked about this on the podcast.
Yes, we did. We talked about this years ago. And so I always wanted this computer game as a kid. Yes. And
okay.
For Christmas, my Aunt Lori bought me Barbie Pet Detective.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I was opening, but she made me open up the present in front of all of my cousins.
Okay, I remember the story, yes.
I immediately went, this isn't mine. I didn't ask for this.
Wait, how old were you?
Oh, I was probably like 6-7 years old.
Back then,
yeah,
that's in front of everybody, you know, that would be like crazy.
And I was like, I don't want it. I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to play it. And I said that podcast, or I said that story to you guys. And Alicia got
it. How long did people talk about it?
My Aunt Lori pulled me aside and she was like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have given you that like in front of all the
cousins. Did you tell her on the side? Like, no, it's cool. It's fine.
No, I was just like, I don't know how you... Because my mom told her that I wanted it. And I still was just, I was just in total denial that I never wanted it. But deep down, I did.
And you never got it.
I own it.
I mean, I don't know if it works.
Did Aunt Lori take it back?
He opens scratches everywhere. Like, he can't even get it in the thing.
I have no idea.
But this is like an investment now, you know, because the Barbie movie, like, this is like a relic of the past. So I'm always going to treasure this. Thank you.
Do you have a way to play it?
That's so funny.
We'll buy you a computer.
I'll download the emulator and I can like play that. But like, this is just, oh, this is going to go on my coffee table. This is nice.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yay. I can't wait for our gifts.
What a beautiful
Okay, who's next?
Wow, Alicia really showed us the love.
That was great.
Well thank you. Sorry.
Zay. Well, thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming anytime. Speaking of Aunt Lori, will she be at the wedding?
She will be at the wedding.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. She definitely will be. And I'm going to tell her that I finally got her.
Will she remember that if we talk to her about it?
Yeah, 100% she remembers it. So, yeah, a lot of people are coming to the wedding. It's exciting. I'm stoked. It's going to be.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. It's a combination of it all. Like, I'm so excited.
You just opened up Pandora's box.
I'm just nervous, like, I'm forgetting something. Like, you know, you gotta, like...
There's gonna be an aunt or uncle that you forgot to invite.
Ooh.
I mean, there's already been that with some friends that I have.
Because especially since you're inviting a lot of people, that's so hard to try to keep track of.
That's gotta be the worst. Like, you're sitting there on your wedding day, you're like...
you just remembered one is just missing.
She's walking down the aisle.
I don't even want to think about it, but I'm excited.
Is there anybody that's not coming that you're really surprised are not coming? Like, whoa, I can't believe they're not coming.
Damn.
I wouldn't say like, usually everybody has like a good excuse on why they can't come. It's just more of like a bummer that they can't make it. But like, there's no one that I'm like, how could you miss my wedding?
Oh, okay. Like
that. Mm. But yeah.
I was just trying to get some drama for these girls for the TikTok clips.
TikTok, thank you.
Yeah.
If you could just give a second answer, maybe just like a heart, like a yes, and then we'll cut it there.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you're gonna cry?
Yeah.
No,
I think I am.
I'm so excited.
I mean, every time I've been a groomsman, I've always like have cried.
Okay.
Or,
I sob.
Like,
mm-hmm. Sob. Yeah, so, me too. I like hyperventilate.
It's gonna be so embarrassing when everybody cries in the line except for me. And I'm gonna have to
figure it out.
Because it's really hard for me to cry at like I only cry at sad stuff, not happy stuff.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I just hope that there's like some people in that line that like don't cry.
You've never happy cried?
I don't like it's hard. It's really hard for me to happy cry. I just get very excited, but like a tear doesn't come out of my eyes. It's more emotion, like it makes me think of sad things.
Right.
Then I'll cry.
Sometimes it's the song too, when like someone walks down an aisle and that moment hits. It's
to me. It's sad more than happy.
That's what happened to me.
Fainting. There's only like two things in my life I think I would faint. It would be like my wedding day or like the birth of a child. Like that. I've been worried about fainting.
Matt, just so dramatic too. At the altar, just. I was like, what?
I just have a cane or something to keep me up, but I'm excited.
Not a cane.
Aww, I'm so excited. Everyone's going to like look at you when she starts walking down the aisle. Are you ready for all the attention?
Yeah.
It is crazy. Everybody tends to look at the groom mostly when she's walking down the aisle.
They want to see you cry. That's the thing.
I know, and it's like a long walk too. It's like a pretty big church.
Matt, you're going to see me there. You're going to look at him and go.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
So we wanted to play a game.
I love that.
You want to play a game?
Well, we wanted to do a second truth or drink, but y'all are like sober kings now, queens.
Thank you.
But then we were like,
thank you.
Well, what else could we play? And we have a game that we play on Pretty Basic that honestly makes me look a little dumb, makes Rem look like a genius.
No.
So we're going to play Is Pretty Unfiltered Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, no.
Ooh. Yes. Mariah, come on. But we've practiced it. We've done it twice and we lost twice, but that means we're going to do good this one. Yeah, third time's a charm. We got it.
We're a team. Y'all are a team.
Yeah. He loves it. Look at Matt. So we're one team. You guys are, yeah. Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
I love you guys, but I wanted to be with him. I just feel like you have really crazy facts stored in there somewhere.
I do, but sometimes I'm a big dummy. I really don't. I'm either on it.
Oh, shut up.
Please.
Please.
Humble king.
Humble king.
He's going to be the best. Okay, let's go.
We're going to surprise you.
Wait, why do they get to go first? Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Two to three.
Wait.
Just give us just
rock, paper,
no
scissors,
chance.
Shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck. Okay.
Oh, that was.
Yeah. And Alicia, what was this? You're cheating already.
Yeah, you cheated again, actually.
So, rock, paper, scissors,
rock,
shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors,
shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh! Okay, well, why did we agree to. It's fine. Well, we won. We already won. We already won.
I think we deserve to go first.
Do we have a team name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Team Pretty.
Team Basic.
Team Basic.
Team Guesk, since we're going to be guessing.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I like that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the first question is, what was the name of the last queen of France?
Oh. France has queens?
You guys first, right?
Oh. No, it's them first. It's them first.
No. You guys won the second one. It's okay.
No. No, you guys want to take it. It's all you.
I'm just going to make a guess.
All you.
I'm going to make a
guess. You can talk.
Who are you guessing?
Ugh, fucking mad. Yeah. Also, if you're not watching the YouTube version of this, you should watch the YouTube version of this.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think I got it. Is it Antoinette? Marie Antoinette?
Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
I I thought of that. I was like, that's from a movie. I don't think it's going to be that.
Sophia Coppola with Kristen.
Yeah,
Kristen
I know. I thought of it.
I thought Marie Antoinette was a painting, like a Mona Lisa.
Painting.
I thought Antoinette was a cousin of mine. Antoinette.
Wait, I'm so scared, you guys.
Why are you scared?
Let's roll the next question.
What's the winning prize? Is it like a fucking house?
She's so scared.
You can take that.
You go to sixth grade.
I think I really got to win. I bet my car.
Yeah, secretly.
My car and my G-Wagon's on the line.
They bet like a tooth.
Okay, so what is the smallest country in the world?
Oh.
Ooh.
I want to see them talk about it.
Wait, I have a question. Can we do the biggest?
No.
Okay, I got it.
We have to talk it out. Okay, smallest.
It's not, are you smarter than a first grader? Smallest.
We can talk it out via microphone, I think, right? Yeah, I think so. Just throw some ideas around before we lock it in.
Well, continent, right?
No, country. I'm thinking like,
what are you thinking? We'll play off of that.
Okay.
I can't even think of a damn country.
How big is Jordan? I don't know.
I don't think it's something. No. It's not one of those. It's a very specific one that like, I feel like everybody knows it's, but we're just not thinking of it right now.
Yeah, nothing's crossing my mind.
No, wait, you guys have to guess.
I feel like it's one of those.
Fiji? No, that's not an island. That's an island. Is that that's country?
It's a country.
That's country.
Mm-hmm.
Fiji?
No. It's Vatican City.
Yes! That's all we were going to say.
Yeah, they didn't get the point. They were going to say it. From that, I believe them.
I thought it was a city.
I thought it was a country, not a city.
Vatican City?
Yeah, it's a fucking city. What do you mean?
A city is not a country.
Bit of a trick question, but it is technically a country.
That's fucking horse.
Yeah. Tricking fifth graders is not funny.
Do you see why I was scared?
Yeah.
We're going to get dragged.
I did not know that in fifth grade.
No, just literally what fifth grader knows any of this shit?
Yeah, I just know that.
How many bones do sharks have?
Oh.
I know this one.
Wait, Zane, you know it? Why?
We know it.
Baby, I played this game so many times.
How many bones does a shark have? Well, I mean, a teeth is a bone, and shark are losing their teeth all the time, so I think that's like a bit of a silly question.
Thin bones connect.
Doing the bone dance, you study the answers.
How many bones does a human have?
There's a tibia.
Like 144.
My favorite TikToker is Fibula.
25.
107.
Oh.
Tell them, Remy.
Zero. They're made out of cartilage.
Trick question. Fuck.
Sharks have zero bones?
Yeah.
Okay, so
cut them up.
Cut them up. Isn't a tooth a bone? Isn't a tooth a bone?
No. Oh.
Then what is a tooth?
As if you knew that.
I have veneers. I know that.
It's a piece of dental castration in a mouth.
Okay, they don't have any ribs?
No.
Mm-mm. Cartilage.
Then why do I get bones in my salmon?
That's a salmon, though. That's a fish.
Have you ever cut a whale in half? Whales don't have bones.
Whales got bones.
I think
bones.
Whales have bones.
I guess I've never like seen a shark skeleton before. That does make sense.
I just don't think you're really doing your research.
The jaw.
What does www stand for on a website browser?
Oh.
Whose turn is it?
Us.
Oh, can I say it?
Yeah.
World Wide Web. Okay. Let's go, baby.
Team Pretty.
You give them the easy ones.
Yeah.
Team Pretty.
Team Genius.
Okay. This one's actually pretty easy.
Okay.
Okay. Where did the Olympics start?
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
this.
I know. I think.
I learned this yesterday.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because you came up with these questions.
No, I didn't. My parents are on a cruise.
Wait.
Say it.
That sounds right.
Push Athens, off. Greece. There we go.
Remy knew that.
I wasn't going to guess that.
I worked Olympics, so I knew.
Oh, he didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't know that.
I was an Olympian.
What sport?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Okay. Back to you guys.
Okay.
The Battle of Gettysburg was fought in which war?
Oh, I know what state. I went there on a field trip.
Oh, we're screwed.
Wait.
I'm gonna guess.
Hold on.
We have to talk it through.
Okay, I think you're right.
Just okay. A guess. Okay. Make a guess. Go. You got it.
Revolutionary.
No.
I need everyone to know that Zane whispered in my ear, the Battle of Gettysburg.
I forgot the question very quickly. I thought it was like one of those trick questions. Like, what battle was the Battle of Gettysburg?
Well, Abraham Lincoln gave his famous speech, the Gettysburg Address, and that was after the Civil War. So we're going to Civil War.
Oh, no! Okay. That was our second. Don't. That was our second.
I fucking said Civil, and you guys said I was an idiot.
All right. So, name the only sport to have been played on the moon.
Oh, my God.
I know what it is, but it's bullshit.
Only thing
is golf.
It's golf. Golf. Yeah.
Wait, I think I know this one.
What? Answer's golf.
Yeah, even though it wasn't real.
Pussy.
Yeah.
I don't clap for cheaters.
Golf clap.
How you play golf if there's no gravity? Just saying. And you got
that's what I was saying.
$1 billion
okay,
suits and
right,
stuff.
All right.
That could tear and you die immediately, but they're swinging. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Okay, so as we all know, I am the biggest Skims fan overall. Truly, there has never been a piece of Skims anything that I have not absolutely loved, from their, you know, like loungewear. I love their robes, their pajamas, their bathing suits, their underwear, their bras, their bralettes, socks, slippers, like actually everything that I've ever tried. I love, I've spent so much of my own money on Skims. So to be able to work with them on Pretty Basic is an absolute dream come true. Oh, don't even get me started on the bodysuits, you guys. Like truly, I feel so comfortable, so sexy, so amazing in Skims all day long. And if you guys have not tried the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, are you living under a rock? It's truly their best kept secret. They have the best underwear that I've ever worn in my entire life. It's so stretchy. It's so soft. It just feels like it's butter on your body. Like it feels like second skin almost. And, you know, underwear can be very uncomfortable if you pick the wrong pair. So this is absolutely amazing because it's truly life-changing. And I'm going to need to replace all my underwear ASAP. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for everybody. Truly, you guys, like they have so many different shades, so many different styles, and it just feels so good on the body, and you don't even get it until you try it, honestly.
I personally am a thong girl through and through. I love their high-waist thong because I feel like it just keeps me, you know, nice and tight. It feels comfortable, but also incredibly flattering. And I also love it because you don't get those underwear lines in your leggings or, you know, skirts or dressers or whatever you're wearing. It's nice and smooth and seamless. So the Fits Everybody underwear is not only amazing, but everything else in that collection. I also love the bralettes. When I need to wear a bra, I'll wear a bra. But if I can get away with just wearing a bralette, I love the freeness and how comfortable and just loose I feel in a bralette. And the Fits Everybody bralettes are absolutely fantastic. I have the scoop ones and I also have like the triangle ones. They're both amazing. The Fits Everybody collection of underwear is super lightweight and molds to your body. The buttery soft fabric stretches to twice its size without ever losing its shape, meaning you get the perfect fit every time, and it's available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. So believe the hype, Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and Perfect Fit Essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select our show, Pretty Basic, in the drop-down menu that follows.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Nobody that I've ever met in my life loves eBay more than my dad.
Really?
He is on eBay 24/7. Wait. Truly, for any gift, Father's Day, birthday, anything. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, eBay gift card.
Mr. Cruz, I did not know this.
He loves scouring through eBay to find deals, to find, you know, shoes. He loves like nice shoes, nice golf clothes, anything that he could possibly want because he loves a deal. And the authenticity guarantee is absolutely perfect for him so that he knows that he's getting what he's paying for.
Well, now I know to get your dad gift cards for eBay.
He loves.
I had no idea. Love it.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What country invented ice cream?
Oh. Van Leeuwen? Maybe like Italy.
I would say Italy.
Gelato.
I would say Italy.
Well, no, you know what?
Or America? Because gelato is not ice cream.
Gelato is which country? Healthier ice cream.
Is it healthier?
Yeah, it's supposed to be better.
Wait, I just thought it tasted
I feel like
better.
Italy is too like easy.
Okay, I think it's got to be America.
It's got to be like middle America. Like it's got to be like...
What country?
Middle America.
I think it's America.
I think it's America too.
Then it has to be America because Italian is like gelato.
Okay, someone lock it in. America.
The United States of America.
No.
Shit! She's nodding. She's
Germany!
It's China.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, look, nobody knew. Who knew? Hands up. Show of hands. That's right.
I was going to guess Italy.
Ty Hoppa. All right.
What is Mickey Mouse's original name?
Oh, Alicia knows this one.
Oh.
Did you know that Mickey Mouse is Alicia's first crush?
I don't know.
No. I do
really?
Know.
It was her sexual
with a mouse?
I do know that the first cartoon Walt Disney ever made with Mickey Mouse in it is called... It's called...
Not the question.
It's called Steamboat Willie is the name. So I want to go, I'm going to say really? Steamboat Willie. Willie.
Okay, you didn't ask.
Oh, or is that,
but, like,
you guys?
Fine.
Wait, or do you guys
oh, you know what
something
it is?
Else?
I don't know what it is.
I got nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not?
It's Mortimer Mouse.
Oh, wait.
Mortimer.
Interesting.
That's kind of like the...
I thought that was another... Scary. Wait, I thought that was another character in the Mickey Mouse world. Laya.
Okay. Oh, all right. We're getting into some anatomy here. Okay. The uterus and the vagina are joined together by what structure?
Let's go, Zane.
The what?
It's either like the urethra or the clitoris, right? What's the third one?
Say this again.
It's either the urethra or the clitoris or the vulva.
The vulva?
The vulva, yeah.
Why are you pronouncing all of them like
vulva?
It's one of those, right?
It's urethra.
Clitoris. I was fucking close. So which one of the three are those?
Sorry, one more time the question.
The uterus and the vagina are joined together by what structure?
By two forces. the good and evil.
God.
You both looked at me like...
Uterus and vagina, like what would constitute a structure?
Come on, Remy, you got one.
And Mariah.
Yeah, you got one. Even trying. Nothing's going on upstairs or downstairs.
I really don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna go. No.
Come on.
Mariah goes like this.
You know? Fuck, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't even have a guess.
It's either vulva or the.
Urethra.
Right, I think vulva. I'm gonna go with vulva. All right, we're gonna go with vulva.
No.
Oh shit.
It is the cervix.
Yes.
Oh duh. I just sent that TikTok.
Oh duh.
Did you get a TikTok about this?
I did a TikTok. I didn't.
About your cervix?
No, I didn't. Oh.
You tend to lie a lot on this show.
What is the loudest animal on earth?
Oh.
Loudest.
Okay, listen.
Wait, I'm thinking it's a.
Why do I feel like it's a fish?
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, I know it.
Weird like that.
It's gonna be some sort of whale.
I thought it's that monkey that's like.
No.
It's a whale.
It's a whale. Oh, I guess. Good point. I mean, I didn't know.
Their sound travels underwater miles.
I thought it was like the howler monkey.
That is pretty loud.
That
sounds really loud. Just the name.
I feel like it's a sea something.
I'm thinking like beluga.
Oh.
Well, huh.
A beluga.
Bay. I mean, I just never heard a whale.
Okay. What monkey?
Outside of, I thought like the howler monkey, but I could be totally wrong. But
wait, just because it's big doesn't mean it makes a lot of noise.
I know. What if it's like
I don't know the answer, but.
Yeah, right.
A beetle.
I love that.
There's no way you're locking that in.
I'm sorry.
A beetle?
Imagine he's later today. Oh my!
I panicked.
Go, Matt. Do whatever you want.
I'll say a howler monkey. No.
Can I guess it?
Just for fun.
Is it a bird? Yeah. Is it a bird?
No.
It's a whale. It's a whale, but it's a.
Oh my god!
The blue whale.
It's a humpback whale or blue whale, sperm whale. It was one of the three. I fucking knew it.
Zane.
No, you're good.
I guess it's the largest mammal. It should make the.
I will say Zane said that.
Damn.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
You're smarter than a fifth grader.
We are smart.
What is the name of the tubes that connect the kidney to the bladder?
I'm thinking like jigsaw.
The small intestine? Is it not the small intestine?
To the bladder.
Fallopian tube.
Is that the?
Fallopian tube. Fallopian tube. Fallopian tube. I don't know. It's the only tube I can think of.
Well, no, you're...
Appendicitis.
Nope. What's it now?
I know about that.
Fallopian tube? Isn't that with, like, birth?
I was kidding.
It's got to do something with peeing because bladder... So
no nodding, Lexi, unless you're nodding for this side.
I'm gonna go. What do you think?
The hala jugular.
I don't know any other tubes but fallopian and your intestine.
Yeah, I don't know any either. It seems like very specific, like
ureter tube. Yeah.
Ureter.
Good job.
That'd have been half a point. That would have been half a point.
You're out of here.
I know, but you said it wrong, so half a point.
I didn't say it.
But you would have said it wrong.
I didn't.
Oh.
Zane,
oh.
We said it wrong. Way wrong.
Tube.
I don't know. We just don't know any other tubes.
Yeah. Urethra, and that's connected.
We prepared you for this, Matt. We did.
Do you know
prepared.
Where your fallopian tubes are?
It doesn't matter. Oh. Next question.
Do you have fallopian tubes?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's like
you were right.
The, which your ovaries
you were
are
right.
stored. Like, that's what sends the eggs down into.
It was a good guess.
Okay. It was a good guess, Mariah. I'm sorry.
Everyone could go and fuck themselves.
Anyways, thanks so much for watching Pretty Basic. We'll have you guys back in another 2 years.
Okay. Name the Greek god of music.
Bazzi.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran.
Jack Harlow.
He is a Greek god.
Jesse Katsopoulos.
I have no clue.
Greek god of music.
I'm terrible with Greek gods.
The Harlem Shake.
The Harlem. Do you, you're a musician?
I don't know.
Matt, that is your teammate. Be a little nicer.
You're a musician. Like, would love any input.
I'm trying to think of, does anybody like hold like a harp or something or any like sort of?
Right.
She's looking it up.
Is there a brand out there that's like a music brand that's named after? Like,
yeah, there should be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I feel like.
DistroKid.
Zildjian. I don't know.
Spotify. Apple Music.
LimeWire.
Trouble.
Troubles. It's
like, Pitch Perfect.
What's your answer?
Nothing.
No idea.
Troubles.
Apollo.
Oh!
Well, now we know.
I thought he was like the moon god.
No, that's a Apollo 11.
Oh, Apollo.
I'm appalled.
I want better questions.
Maybe you should have been on this side.
I know, fuck.
I know, I feel like we're winning, guys.
I feel like I'm letting you down.
I know, Matt. I literally sat here because you were sitting over here.
All right, no, hit it, Bethany.
An easy one. We've had hard
too
one.
Easy. That's what we need.
Name Christopher Columbus's three ships.
Oh, shit.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
I thought the Mayflower.
Oh, I don't
the
know. Mayflower.
Wait, that wasn't. Wait, let's go.
I think I'm right.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Okay.
Good job.
Oh, nice. Just because it was in a song?
That's the School of Rock.
On the Mayflower, not Christopher Columbus.
Is it in a song? I feel like it was like very...
It's from School of Rock.
The Nina.
Yeah.
The Pinta and Santa Maria. Santa Maria.
You said it just like that in a rhythm. I feel like that's how like you were able to remember it.
That was so good.
Very good.
I'm so sorry I ruined that one.
Okay. Anatomy for y'all now.
All right.
What is the anatomical name for a windpipe?
Or is it your epiglottis? Maybe it's the esophagus. But the esophagus, how is that the wind?
Esophagus.
If your food goes down your esophagus and there's the
windpipe.
There's the your lungs.
Oh, yeah, it's your trachea.
Is it your trachea? I guess your trachea is like where your voice box is.
Let's go trachea.
I thought trachea. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not esophagus.
Esophagus?
Totally not esophagus.
Okay, what's the world's tallest tree?
Oh, Heath knows this one. He taught me, and I don't remember.
Right.
It's a redwood.
Redwood?
Oh, okay.
The one where you can drive through it. Is it in the redwoods?
That's not the tallest, that's just the largest.
Sequoia.
No, wait. Is that oak?
Oak.
Is that oak?
Say oak mill.
I would have said redwood.
I would have said redwood too, but maybe like.
How about backwood?
Wait, is Sequoia a place? Isn't it like it starts with an S?
Is it a Sequoia?
I think that's a place.
We're gonna lock in Sequoia.
What?
Nice.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Very good, our little botanist.
Okay, how many minutes are in 1 week?
Oh, okay.
Nah. Oh, no, this is a
timer. Give him a timer.
500
minutes and 1 week. Okay.
600 minutes.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Well, okay.
11, 12, 13, 14.
It's how many minutes are in a week? How many minutes are in it? Okay, there's 60 minutes times 24. That's a lot of math.
6 times 24.
60 times 24.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, to shorten it up. 6 times 24. 48, 72, 72 times 2 is 144.
Yeah.
So,
boy math.
That's 144,000 minutes in a day.
No,
I'm totally off.
1,400. You would add 110 to make up for the 6.
Oh, okay.
So, what did you just say? 144?
144. So, we're just adding a 0.
1,440.
Yes.
In a day times that by 7.
Timer.
The math is actually pretty good here. Let's do it on the Zoom.
Dude, that's such a... I can't.
I'm terrible at quick math.
Hold on.
Oh, she's doing it. She's got the calculator in her jeans.
Hold on. I need way more time.
Oh.
Times 7. Hold on. 14 times 7, add a few zeros.
Wait. Come on, genius.
That's my answer. 14 times 7, add a few
zeros. No.
Wait, can Zane answer?
I wonder if this is it.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and answer it, sure.
10,107 minutes.
You were close. It's 10,080.
Okay, so the song I was singing, you just divide that by 52.
Yeah, we didn't have our calculator.
Just saying.
How do you measure?
Measure.
Just divide that by 52.
In sunset. Boy math.
Ooh, how many wives did Henry VIII have?
Eight. I have no idea. Like,
just say two.
Should have been one.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
I'm guessing it's a lot if that's a question. Like 12?
I was thinking 12, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Why are you thinking 12?
I have no reason
for it, though.
I have no reason. Yeah, girl math. 12?
12?
No.
That's because they didn't let me in. I would have said three.
No. What is it, like 20? 28?
Six.
Oh, six. Six.
Wow.
And the last one was Anne Boleyn, wasn't it?
Just a little extra.
Just
a little, you know, just a little.
Yeah, he's coming to the wedding.
All right, we need to get
out of
here. Yeah.
All right, which bone are babies born without?
Oh my gosh. I love babies.
Is it their?
I love babies.
Wait, our nose isn't, is it the nose a bone? No, the nose isn't a bone.
Which bone are they born without? I know their bones like fuse together. it's in the back of the head. That's why it's soft.
Oh.
I want to say ear. Do I have any rhyme or reason?
Well, how many bones are in the ear? Do you know? Three, right?
Yeah,
it's
three.
Your eight. Good job. Yeah. Great. I'm not challenging you.
Calm down, Alicia.
Be like, that's how we hear are those three bones. And I think a baby.
And they're the smallest is in the ear. So it's like, why would that not be? That makes sense.
No, I guess so.
Like, what's a bone in the ear? Like a cochlea?
It doesn't.
Damn.
That's the only spiral shape.
That's the only one I know.
But if it wasn't that, I would guess.
You're trying to like gauge the smile like, if it were like.
It's kneecaps. It's your kneecaps, right?
Your patella.
No, I'm pretty sure that babies are yeah. You know, it's
the patella. Answer kneecaps.
Oh, it's kneecaps?
Yes.
Oh,
God.
That was going to be his final answer, though.
Isn't it wild how your brain like. Has things just on files.
We
like,
wouldn't know that.
It takes a while for you to like you know it.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating knowing so much. Zane just this.
It's just wondering like you know something. It takes a while to like figure it out.
My brain is like.
I'm just.
Boom! In 1914, started World War One.
19 what?
1914.
Wait! Hold on!
Archduke Ferdinand.
I thought that was a dog.
No, I heard this is.
Is that your final answer?
Can you lock that in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wow.
I waited this morning.
In the files, baby.
Study like the fifth grade?
No, I was listening to a podcast and she talked about it this morning.
Yeah. But there was four questions right there. You said I learned this yesterday.
My parents are on a European cruise and I listened to a podcast this morning.
I should shut up. You're on my team.
Yeah, what? Don't complain.
Good job, Ren.
Thank you.
Love it.
That was amazing. Good job, Ren.
On to the next one. What's the name of a group of crows?
Fuck.
Oh, it's a.
I don't think that's it.
No, I think it's a. Well, a there's like a gaggle of geese. Oh, I think it's a scare. Is it a murder? It's a murder of crows.
No way.
I believe it's called a murder of crows.
Remy's nodding. So I'm gonna
Yeah.
Correct.
A murder of crows. Wow.
Have you ever seen The Birds?
Oh, yeah, by Alfred Hitchcock.
I love that.
Yeah. There's like.
Traumatized from
Yeah, there's like a pack of wolves.
We should be murder for Halloween. A murder of crows.
Name two of the eight wonders of the world.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is fun.
Oh, is this ours?
Oh, yeah,
oh okay. What's that temple of India called?
The Taj Mahal.
Okay, that's one of them. And the other one is...
Machu Picchu?
Oh. What about like the Bermuda Triangle?
The pyramids?
Oh, you know, the Taj Mahal.
The pyramids. She's right.
The pyramids, yeah. Taj Mahal and the pyramids.
You got the pyramids, but not...
Really? Wait, is it not?
Was that Machu Picchu one?
No.
What?
Wait, guys,
Machu Picchu was.
The Taj Mahal is one of the eighth wonders of the world.
It's a wonder because
people
it's
wonder.
It's not like a. Well, there's like two. Well, like Stonehenge.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, well, here's what this sheet says.
Is Stonehenge not one of them?
It says the Pyramids of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Temple of Artemis, Statue of Zeus at Olympia.
Oh, shit.
The mausoleum at Halicarnassus.
Oh, I read a different list. Yeah, that's not the list I read.
There is another.
Pyramids of Rhodes, Lighthouse of Alexandria, and the Great Wall of China.
Oh,
Great Wall is one of them. That's one. So what I've heard is the Great Wall of China, the Taj Mahal, the...
Wait,
This one does say Taj Mahal.
Rio.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Zin.
It, one this one does say Taj Mahal. And Machu Picchu.
But there are, yeah, let's seven wonders of the we world, and then there's, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, they need to be a little bit more on the same page when they're talking about the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Eight wonders or whatever,
right?
They just keep adding.
Or just drop the number. Drop the seven.
Yeah.
Okay, what is Baby Yoda's real name?
Baby, oh,
I'm out.
This is in The Mandalorian, right? And his name's not Baby Yoda. Oh, right. Something like The Chosen One.
Oh, really?
You could throw it over here.
Yeah, Remy's got it.
I mean, I'll throw it to you guys. It's not like The Chosen One or something like that, or is it? No, it's probably an actual name. I don't know. I really don't know.
I have no idea.
Grogu.
Grogu.
Remy Cal would be so fucking proud right now.
Wow.
Very good.
Very good. Thank
you. What were you so nervous about?
I think it was because of us.
You're really good.
Thank you so much.
You too. We've been recording for 15 minutes.
What is the timer saying for me?
42.
Locking in my answer.
Yeah, keep going. I'm not done yet.
So I don't know about you guys, but this year has felt like it is going by way too fast. I will say, though, the one good thing is that we are reaching the holiday season. It is the best time of the year, and the holidays are coming so fast at us right now. I love this time of year because I feel like it's just one holiday after the next, just celebrating and fun and food and cold weather and all the things. I mean, we're talking Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, basically all the best holidays. And what's amazing is that Macy's has got you covered. I've talked about this a little bit to you guys already, but I am so especially excited about the holidays this year because, as we all know, growing up, my dream was to have a house or an apartment or someplace where I could just host all my family, have, you know, all the presents and all the food and just all the amazing holiday times. And this year I'm extra excited because not only is my family coming out to celebrate with us, but also Cal's whole family is coming out. So it's just going to be so much fun. I've already started buying all the decor and preparation, and I want to deck the house out. I want to go all out. I'm so truly excited about it all. And you best bet I will be hitting up Macy's because they have all of the essentials that you could ever need and also all the fun extras to decorate, host, entertain, and get in the holiday spirit. So if you're looking for some last-minute Halloween costumes or candy, they've got you covered. If you're looking for dinnerware, serveware, honestly, for Christmas this year, I'm going to be asking anybody who wants to gift me anything for a nice dining set of, like, you know, matching plates and cups and things like that, because I often have people over, and the last time I posted about the paper plates that I used at my last dinner party, I got dragged, and people said that I need to get a nice set of dinnerware, and I agree with you guys. So that's definitely at the top of my Christmas wish list this year, and hopefully someone will hit up Macy's and get me a nice set. You know, if you're looking for Hanukkah or Christmas gifts for anybody in your family, you know, if your dad's a golfer, they've got great golf things. If your mom loves perfume, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen the Macy's perfume counter, but they have everything you could think of. Maybe your sister has like a really cute preppy style. They've got so many different options for that. Or, you know, kitchen appliances. If you've got another Cooking with Remy in your life, they have so many amazing cooking appliances. And if you're like me and you want to absolutely deck your house out, and whether it's like Christmas lights, Christmas trees, decorate the mantle, whatever it is that you want to do, they have you absolutely covered for everything that you could want. Overall, Macy's always has your back, but especially this holiday season, you guys need to check out macys.com/holidayhub.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey guys, Alicia here. I'm so sorry to do this, but we got to stop the podcast because we have to give a shout out to one of the sponsors of Pretty Basic, which is BetterHelp. If you've listened to any previous episode of Pretty Basic or have followed me on any of my other social media platforms, you know that mental health is really, really important to me. And honestly, starting therapy a few years ago was one of the best decisions I ever made because it has truly changed my life. And I think everyone needs to give it a shot. I know it can feel super overwhelming, but if you have been thinking about starting therapy or looking for a therapist, this is the perfect time to introduce you to BetterHelp. I have learned so much about myself after starting therapy and ways that, you know, I have different attachment styles, ways that I've dealt with my trauma in my life. And even, I don't care who you are, okay? You can have your whole life together. We all got trauma. We all got stuff we need to work through and ways that we can just, you know, give ourselves some self-care. Also, it's entirely online. It's literally designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You can do it out of the comfort of your home. You can be chilling on your couch, and you can even text your therapist.
Also, when you first sign up, there's a brief little questionnaire, which is really important because that helps you find and get paired with the perfect therapist, because maybe you struggle with depression. You know, you really want to find someone who specializes in that, or maybe it's anxiety, or your parents went through a divorce. You can find people specifically tailored to who have actual experience and specialize in that exact thing you're going through. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/basic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/basic.
Which artist made history as the youngest winner of Grammys in four main categories in 2020?
In 2020, Billie Eilish. Yeah, Billie Eilish.
Final answer. Yeah.
Good. Miss Pop Culture. Yeah.
Oh. Thank
you. Is that a Hannah Montana transition? Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
We should do that with ads. It goes into the ads.
That's funny.
So that good. Is really good.
So good. What is faster, light or sound?
Yeah, because you see lightning and then you hear thunder. So, because it's
light. Light year.
Light, yeah, light.
She said light year.
But said Buzz Lightyear.
What newspaper employs Peter Parker?
Oh, shit. The
New York Times.
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
The Informer?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it a journal?
It's something the something. God damn it.
I have no idea.
Oh, fuck.
The Colossus of Clout.
Yeah. The Colossus of Clout. The Great Bambino.
The Great Bambino.
They all whisper it as I said the Informer, so I don't think it's the Informer because they wouldn't have.
I thought it was a journal. I feel like I can see it in
my head. I can see it too. I can see the font.
I'm going to give them a clue.
All right, give us a clue.
Oh, that's cute. That's sweet.
Go for it. Think chips.
Oh.
The crispy.
Purs. The potato. The
ruffle.
Baked. The fry. The
Cheeto. Dorito.
Funny
because
that would help.
But
I
we can toss to them because they gave us
hold
one.
On.
Toastito.
Oh, wait, did you want to
comment?
Bugle.
Oh, Bugle.
The ringer. The crunchy ring.
Bugle.
Oh. You guys can do it. And you get the point.
The Daily Bugle.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
No, me either. I see it.
I got the.
I see it. I've seen something
wait,
else.
Do we get a third of a point? I got the.
Yeah, you're going to get this.
We don't.
Who is the half-blood prince in the Harry Potter series?
Oh, I do. I know.
Wait, no.
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Well, the Diary of the Half-Blood Prince is Tom Riddle. No, is that wrong? Well, I thought he's... Wrong. Wait, no, the half-blood prince is... I think it... I don't want to look at her.
I will.
Do you guys know?
I've never seen it.
I feel like it's Snape. No, I'm going to say it's...
Come on, Matt. We need you.
Snape?
Wow!
Oh, I don't know what any of that means.
Would you guess Snape?
Zane, yeah.
Okay. I love Harry Potter.
What house are you in?
What house am I?
House of the Dragons.
Matt says I'm in Hufflepuff, but I think
you give Slytherin.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
What am I?
Gryffindor.
Is that good?
Ooh. Yeah.
No, Zane, it depends on the day.
I'm kind of Ravenclaw.
Gryffindor is bad?
No, Gryffindor is good.
That's like the best one. Oh. Everybody wants to be in Gryffindor.
Oh, you're the best.
But it's also like basic as fuck. It's like boring a little bit, you know? But you're courageous and you have ambition.
Okay, cool.
You're Ravenclaw. What are you?
Ravenclaw.
What's Mariah?
Slytherin.
I say Gryffindor, I think.
I see Slytherin.
Yeah.
That sounds like a snake.
It's good.
Oh.
It's very we're good.
Wait, Heath and I aren't in the same house?
You both are different.
Come over to my house.
Oh. Okay.
Voldemort is Slytherin.
I don't know what that means.
Voldemort. You'd love him. You'd love him.
Which company owns Lamborghini, Ducati, Porsche, Audi, and Bugatti?
Volkswagen.
That was our question.
That was actually our question.
Lock it in.
We
get two back to back now, but that was really good. And we wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
I'm well trained in that. I didn't know. No.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
That is
not George Washington. Is that a trick question?
Franklin Roosevelt?
John Adams.
Who's the one that took a lot of baths?
Abraham. Hold on. I did a project on it. William Taft.
Okay.
William Taft.
Yes. Baths.
Yes, he did love a bath. I think it's Franklin D. Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt.
Okay. I'm thinking somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah, I think.
Thomas Jefferson.
No, that's too early. That's too early.
What number do we think?
I think like probably like 29, 30. No, probably even later. Wait, I know this one.
It's not William
Taft. Wait, I know this one. Hold on.
No, Files. William Taft Files. Was in the White House.
Remy just.
Okay.
Wait, what did you?
I forgot. I was thinking when they redid it.
All right, you want to pick either, look, Taft or what was the other one?
Roosevelt. You pick.
We're gonna pick Roosevelt.
No.
Taft.
No.
Fuck you.
John Adams.
Wow.
Wait, oh, wait, John Adams.
That's the second president. That was a trick question.
Whoa, I didn't know the White House was that old.
So sorry.
Oh, we should have threw it over to them.
Wow.
All right, we get one more.
That was one of the guesses.
I'm sorry, is this a game show or a podcast?
I know.
I love this.
I kind of love this. It's fun.
I hate it.
What is the strongest muscle in the human body?
Oh, wait, hold on. It's your femur. No, that's the
thing about watermelon videos.
If you break your femur, that's the hardest to heal. Okay. One time I read that your tongue is the strongest part of your body. I read that once.
Zane, don't ever do that again.
I'm sorry.
I think it's this part.
Wait. I don't know.
That's a quad, right?
Quad. Your quad, but your femur, like inside. It's either a leg or the tongue. I know the tongue sounds crazy, but I read a fun fact in school once.
I know it's not my neck. I know it's not the neck.
There's a picture of a tongue with like a weight on it. And it says like the tongue is like super strong. I don't know.
If you go with your gut then.
Yeah.
Gut? Are we done with gut? Should we lock in gut?
We'll lock it in.
I think it's your quad, I guess.
Okay, let's go quad.
No, it's your masseter, your jaw.
I thought it was the tongue. I read that it was a tongue as well. So.
Okay.
The way she,
it's the same part. Yeah,
the way she said no was like, you're right. No.
Yeah, like, say it, say it. No.
With that clicking.
That's true. No. Yeah, the TMJ.
Okay, what kind of animal is Squidward in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Wait, are you? No, that's not fair. That's Heath's favorite show.
I want to think octopus, but the question is like.
Octopus.
Well, but is he ink? Does Squidward ever ink?
But Squidward.
Yeah, but right? they had to call him Squidward because the original, they couldn't make up a name for him being an octopus.
Oh.
And
he's an octopus.
Yeah.
Well, he has, okay, octopus.
All right, octopus.
Oh!
Okay.
I would have said Squid.
SpongeBob.
So dumb.
And SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
It's a sponge.
He's a sponge. Good job.
But what was he considered on the show? A squid.
They never addressed that.
Yeah.
I guess not. We were.
You guys were like.
Because if they call him a squid at least once in the show, he's a squid. It don't matter. He's a squid. They had to mention him once as a squid.
I mean, we got it.
Okay. Who invented the telephone?
Oh.
Alexander Graham Bell. Yeah.
Yes.
Good job. Good job.
I missed the question and I missed the answer.
Oh yeah, you have to say like 3 or 4 times for Zane and then.
Dump, floater, and wipe are used in what team sport?
Are those like.
Water polo?
I was just about to.
Me too.
I was going to say something with swimming. Dump.
Floater and wipe? Or is it like.
Volleyball.
I guess I've never heard of.
But I've never heard of.
Or is it darts?
Before.
Like anything darts. Weird like that?
I don't think it starts.
I'm trying to think like if you dump the ball, like what would you?
No, you're thinking dunk.
No, like if you like dump it, like if you don't, like you drop it.
Wipe the ball.
Yeah, we would have heard it while watching the game. It has to be a sport that we don't watch.
It's like soccer,
curling.
None of those three words I've ever heard.
Water polo, because I know nothing about water polo.
I like that.
I'd go for water polo.
Water polo.
Don't help them.
Yes.
It's not that.
No.
No. What is it?
Volleyball.
Damn it.
Oh.
That's it. Baby, you got to hit him.
What a spike.
What's the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web?
Oh.
A babe.
Wilbur.
Yes. Wilbur.
I fucking love that movie. Lock it in.
Zane went like this. He said,
that'll do, pig. That'll
lock
do.
It in.
That'll do. That'll
Wilbur.
Do.
We're locking in Wilbur.
I was in my head. I was like, it's either Charlotte or Webb.
Beethoven.
Lock it in, ladies.
Buddy.
What president was a licensed bartender?
Oh. No idea, but fun fact.
I do love
a licensed bartender. So it has to be kind of like a recent president.
People been drinking a long time.
And I feel like.
But when was the
Who seemed like a partier?
Bill Clinton. I would go there. Ronald Reagan was a movie star before he was like president, but I don't know. He could have had a side job where he was a bartender.
Eisenhower.
A licensed bartender. But I don't see Clinton actually like.
You getting into it?
Yeah.
President, tipsy, bartender.
But then I feel like Ronald Reagan, like he was an actor, but so like he. But I feel like all the other. Oh, wait. Wait, it was a president? Damn. Because I was about to say AOC. She used to be a bartender. I know that for a fact.
What's your final answer? Bill Clinton, your final answer? It's Abraham Lincoln.
Oh. I fucking knew it. It was here.
Man of many talents.
Damn, Lincoln.
I would he freed him and got him drunk.
I would make a drink named after him. I feel like.
Yeah, I'll do a double Abe.
Yeah.
Double Abe.
He deserved it.
Double Abe on the link.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
That sounds good.
Okay, y'all. Are you ready?
For another one?
Yeah.
My God, I'm wiped. All right, let's go.
So he told Abe to take a shot.
What blood type is a universal donor?
Oh.
Good job.
No, I was saying oh. Like.
I was just getting it. I was thinking.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. Rocket? Oh. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, how many colors are in the rainbow?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Colors of the rainbow. Where'd you be? I don't know. I thought of that song.
They added one this year.
Orange, yellow,
seven.
Blue, green, indigo, purple.
They added one this year.
Seven.
Who doesn't do it in order? Where'd you biv?
Seven.
Seven.
Seven, yeah. Good job.
Nice.
This thumbnail is going to be like six people who are idiots for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think we're ready to bump it up to sixth grade questions.
Let's do some spelling questions.
Yeah.
Let's do
spelling. Let's do pop culture. I know.
Renaissance.
I put Renaissance, right?
S-A-U-N-C.
Renaissance.
Wait, did you guys see the clip when we were recording here and she was like, oh my God, we did this high episode and we were trying to spell. And I was like, Remy, I was there.
She's out there the whole time.
Yes, yes.
You drove me home. I forgot.
That's really funny.
Spelling's fun.
I went to the spelling bee in third grade.
Oh, snap.
You went.
Not fifth grade.
You won.
As an audience member.
Going doesn't count.
And then I got out.
That's okay.
I watched Akilah in the spelling bee.
Ooh.
Akilah in the bee.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw the iridocyclitis video.
Iridocyclitis.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Spell minuscule.
No. Ooh, I got it.
No. You could say it.
Oh, minuscule. M-I-N-I-S-C.
Sound it out.
Oh, M-I-N-U-S.
C.
C-U-L-E. Let me do that one more time. M-I-N-U-S-C-U-L-E. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good job, Zane.
Good job,
Zane.
The spelling king.
Spell onomatopoeia.
You get
what? It's actually pretty easy when you sound it out.
Onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia.
What does it even mean?
It's like an onomatopoeia. Like, sound like bang.
A-N-A.
I went to a spelling
bee.
Double half a song.
O-N-A or O-N-O.
I think it's an A. O-N-A-T.
I think O-N-O.
Oh, wait. Fine.
Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia.
O N O M A T P I A P E A.
Hey, you should sit down and reassess.
O N O M A N O P.
Yeah. O N O.
I lost track halfway through. I tried to read the word.
O N O M. O-N.
Oh, hell no.
Ding. Yeah.
O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O.
A little slower, sorry.
O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A.
There's a T in there.
That's
the world.
Onomatopoeia. I don't like these questions.
Okay, more.
That was fun for us. Let's go to another category.
I like the shark bone question.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Shark bone.
What was the highest grossing movie of the 1990s?
Titanic? Titanic?
Yeah. Titanic. Nice. Yes.
Damn. Very good. Good job,
what's the
guys.
Highest grossing movie of all time? Is it? Is
what's
it
the
Avatar?
Grossest movie of all time?
Avatar?
Human Centipede.
I think it's Avatar.
Oh, Human Centipede.
I think
Centipede.
Avatar sounds right.
Yeah, it's Avatar.
Which deserves it.
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
How many feet are there in 75 yards?
Well, that's 75 times 3. So 225.
Go, Alicia, go.
225.
So come on, jeans.
There we go.
Let's go, jeans. Let's go, jeans.
Come on now.
In case anyone was wondering, I did.
Someone's going to see this, and they're going to give us our own show, our own game show. Watch.
During World War II, on the day known as D-Day, what location did Allied troops invade Europe? Saving Private Ryan.
Club Lark.
You know what it is.
Club Lark.
Wait, I can't tell if you're being funny.
It's David's favorite bar in Europe.
Oh. Do you know the answer?
No.
Europe.
The Battle of Gettysburg.
What location? It has to be like a walnut. You know this place, right?
I know it. Yeah, I knew the answer to this. Yeah.
Beach. It's a beach.
Yeah, it's a beach.
Oh, just
beach?
Like give us a little hint.
Oh, pretty. Malibu.
They stormed the beaches of
Hormandy. Tormandy.
You're come so on, close, Zane.
Normandy.
Normandy.
Here we go. Normandy.
Normandy.
That's a Tormandy. That's a Game of Thrones character.
Sam Vatican City.
The first atomic bomb attack was on which city?
Hiroshima or Nagasaki?
Oh,
I'm going to say. Options.
I'm giving nothing.
I'm going to say Hiroshima. Yeah.
I don't think that was a first.
Oh, it wasn't the first ever with an atomic bomb? That's what comes to my mind.
Yeah.
No, I got this atomic
bomb. I think it's Nagasaki.
Then why do we talk about like Hiroshima more than Nagasaki?
I think because Hiroshima ended it and it was like
it was bigger.
Oh, so you think
I think Nagasaki was first.
Okay, then I'll say that. It's New Nagasaki. No.
It was Hiroshima.
Sorry.
Dang it.
That was good. Good thank job.
You. Thank you.
Okay. What species can live on both water and land?
Oh my God.
I'm going to know. I feel like we're going to know this.
Is this a specific animal?
An amphibian?
Isn't it like frogs? Or a reptile?
Isn't that frogs or some shit?
Amphibian. It's got to be.
Good. Nice. Well done.
What was the most widely grown crop in the middle colonies?
Oh, well, I think I want to say tobacco. That's what's coming to my mind. Because I don't know. Wait, the middle colonies, that's like what? The founding colonies, like Jamestown and all that stuff. And I thought the top crop was tobacco.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking more of the potatoes.
My brain, tough. Like the John Smith, Pocahontas days, they were growing tobacco. Yes, I'm going to say tobacco. Final answer. Oh, come on.
Oh, she loves saying
that.
Corn? Is that right? It's wheat.
Wheat.
That makes total
sense.
Wait,
is the middle colonies like the... Oh,
I would imagine in the middle of
the 13 colonies. Colonies is known as the middle colonies, or is the Midwest the middle colonies?
What is Pangea?
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
Maybe I don't know about
Pangea. What is the food pipe in our body called?
The food pipe? The wind the pipe? The esophagus.
Lock it in.
The esophagus.
Good.
No, spell it.
Esophagus.
No, spell it.
What country is both an island and a continent?
Is it Australia?
Say it one more time.
Australia.
Which country is
Australia? Oh, it's Australia. Hands down. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Very good, guys.
Good job.
That's an island?
When you get a really easy answer, right, it's kind of embarrassing. I like don't feel good.
Yeah, like, and what?
What do we get?
Before let's you guys answer the next one, can I take a TT?
Please.
I'm let's surprised do, you haven't taken one yet.
I know. I was doing
there's a puddle of yellow on there.
Does he have a baby batter?
Yeah. Aww.
It's not funny.
How do we feel?
I feel so off. I've been sick all weekend, so I'm like, no, sorry.
Don't say that to the group.
You going to keep this in?
No. Get it.
You know we've done that before. We thought we edited a section out and only that section was
a
whole section that's like that had to be cut out.
Actual worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Horrible.
How long was it up?
A minute, maybe. Wait, was it?
What
long?
Was it?
No, because it was the time where once you push it through, it takes a while to update. So it was probably up for maybe a few hours, maybe 2 hours.
I forgot about that.
Everybody, you should have seen the comments.
Everyone's I bet you were like, wow, that uploaded so quick. It probably takes hours.
That's 2 minutes.
That's like 20 seconds.
No, it's when we edit, it's in the feature in YouTube Studio. Before it hits 100K views, you can edit the video inside YouTube Studio.
Yeah, but I would have just taken it.
Is it only under 100K?
Yeah, we should have done that. Crazy.
We're talking about when we post it, we were supposed to take a chunk out of a video,
yeah,
and that part went up.
We posted it, and we're like, oh, this one little 30 second needed to be cut.
Hard
so
cut.
We cut, and instead of deleting
everything,
we deleted everything but that, and our whole video was the clip that we didn't want people
Wait,
to see.
Wait, when was this?
This was it bad?
Do you remember what the part was?
Was it bad?
I don't think it was
bad.
It wasn't that
bad. But we had to take it out, so it was like there was a reason for it. But
I used to do like thumbnail faces at the end of like my video for like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And it was me trying to get a thumbnail face for like 3 minutes. And I would keep that clip at the end and I would skim through it to find like the best one. And I forgot to delete it before exporting. So it was just me like this.
Wait,
and we're like, do you think that was it? He's like, we'll just try a couple
when
more.
When you hear the mouth is like,
yeah,
nothing's worse than that mom and the kid who she's making him cry.
Wow. No, look here and crying. He's like, I am crying.
I'm actually crying.
That was fucked up.
That was horrible.
The stripes on the U.S. flag represent what?
The 13
colonies. No.
Yes, baby.
The 13 colonies.
Yeah.
And there's 50 stars.
It seems like there's more. Okay, okay, 13, 13, 13,
13.
It just seems like there's more on the
Virginia,
flag.
Virginia, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania.
Come on.
I don't know. I just know it's over there. Okay, shut up now.
What is a human body's largest organ?
The skin.
Yeah, that's right. It is the skin. It's your epidermis.
Let's go.
Come
on, scientific name.
Like, not me.
The epidermis.
The epidermis.
What is the rarest blood type?
Oh.
AB positive?
Oh, negative. AB positive? That's
or is an, or,
I didn't even know that
negative.
Existed.
I think it's O, because that's the universal donor. Me?
Oh, so it's rare?
I don't know.
You want to say AB positive or O?
You say what you feel.
AB positive.
There's an AB negative
blood. Yeah, I have a point.
Very rare.
I
never knew that.
Very good.
Yeah, because it's rare.
Yeah.
That's why you never heard of it.
Have it?
Me? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know my blood type.
I don't either.
I don't know mine.
Neither do I.
We should share our blood types. Thumbnail.
We should do blood tests.
We should.
Okay, what country has the highest number of citizens over the age of 65?
I feel like we keep getting horrible questions.
I think that random.
It's a mad question.
I think it's like Japan or China.
Over 65.
Oh,
has the
good
highest
answer.
Number. Like they have tons of older people.
Say,
I say
I'm
going to
say India.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to say.
Ooh, yeah. Let's all three say something.
The Cayman Islands.
Malibu.
Boca Raton.
Vatican City.
That's where people retire to.
My gut says Japan, but.
Is yeah, it, Japan.
Japan. Is it Japan?
Yes.
Good job.
I feel like they're the healthiest people too. So
yes.
Like they live longer.
Yeah, long lives. Yeah.
All right. Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
Oh,
Jack
Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
The $2 bill. I think it's.
It's not Andrew Jackson.
That's 20.
Who's the second president?
You're so right.
John Adams.
Oh.
Why? It's the second president.
Let's guess again.
Yeah, well, let's go again.
If the first president is George Washington and he's on the dollar.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
Maybe?
Thomas Jefferson?
He's on the 100.
Thomas Jefferson?
Who's on the $2 bill?
Oh.
Lock it.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's
good.
Right.
Good
job.
Who's
on the 100?
100 Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, my bad. Forgot about him.
Granny's like, I wouldn't know.
And Ben Franklin isn't even a president.
Who's on the 10?
Oh,
wait, what?
Who's on the $10 bill?
What is he then?
John Adams?
Just like a inventor.
Just a hustler.
That's pretty crazy.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot.
Why is Ben Franklin on the 100?
Why is he?
Yeah, he's not a president.
It was founding
father. He's a founding father. Alexander Hamilton wasn't president, but he was on the $10 founding father. Yeah.
I forgot he was a
founding, father. That sounds so cool.
Who would you put on like a bill?
Me.
Oh, I love that.
Mm. Oh, the last person.
Miss Juicy really Baby. Was,
I feel like Elon's going to be on a bill at some point.
Oh my God.
I can see that.
Miss Juicy Baby. Miss Juicy.
What bill, like which amount would you put Miss Juicy on?
Well, what isn't, I mean.
The $7 bill.
Oh, that's good.
Just something just random.
$7 bill. I like that.
What does USB stand for?
USB?
Universal Studios of Baltimore.
Universal.
System.
No.
Hold on.
I have no clue.
Universal syncing, because you sync stuff with
base?
It.
Device.
Or bionic.
Biter.
Universal.
Beta.
Universal Systematic Bionics.
Universal syncing bit.
I was close.
I like the sound of that, Heath. Yeah.
Let's lock that.
Oh, but good clues.
What is it?
It's Universal Serial Bus.
Oh.
What?
Bus.
Who's driving this bus?
Who's driving this bus?
Who's plugging this bus?
Oh, shit.
That was a weird one.
How long is an Olympic swimming pool?
Zane.
Mr. Olympic. Mr. Olympia.
Olympian. How long is it?
I'm going to say...
Pretty long. Very long.
A quarter mile.
Wait, hold on. It's not...
Olympics? It's in meters.
It's in meters, isn't it?
Okay. Yes. What, like 100 meters?
I would say 100, but that doesn't...
Because you do 100 yard dash.
Hurdle.
I feel like hundreds are good.
I feel
an Olympic size pool is big.
It's big. I feel like maybe like 800?
800 meters?
Yeah. Is that so big?
800 doesn't seem... It's like, it's not there yet. You know?
1,000?
Either 1,000 meters or like 500 meters.
Okay, let's go with 1,000.
1,000 meters.
It's 50.
50.
Yeah. Oh. Damn, they're swimming for a long time if we came up with that one.
That's close.
I'll do Olympia's ice pool in my backyard, please. Yes, 1,000 meters.
So
1,000. Yeah, we're only 950 off.
Okay, what is the only edible food that never goes bad?
Whoa.
You do?
Yeah.
The only edible food?
Almonds.
Food?
I think I know.
Rice?
Oat milk.
You gotta like cook rice, but I don't like think rice. I don't think rice
is a good answer.
Wait, say that again?
Only edible food that doesn't go bad.
Salt isn't food. That's like.
But it's edible.
It's a mineral, but more of a mineral than it is like a food.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm thinking rice because bread molds, but like does rice mold?
But sailors used to make these biscuits.
Hush puppies?
No.
I think I know.
Alicia, go.
You say it.
Do it.
Speak
your truth.
Honey.
Oh. Wow. Very good.
Job.
Honey,
very
does it
good.
Go bad? What?
Yeah.
Why does mine have an expiration date?
But honey can attract
so you so you
though,
buy more.
Right? Like,
but you could still eat it.
Yeah.
It gets real hard, but
the crystals.
Interesting.
Wow. Very good, Alicia.
Well done.
I feel like a fraud. Remy told me.
Thank you.
Oh,
Remy.
She told you. That's all right.
It's okay.
It's all
you
right.
believed in her, and that's
I
all
did.
That matters.
You said you weren't feeling well. Let's do one more each, yeah.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Final question.
What is the nearest planet to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury. Either Mars or Mercury.
No, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn.
You fucking smartass. Oh, yes. Lock it in.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Come on, pretty.
Okay, what is the largest bone in the human body?
Femur.
I yeah,
that's the first one.
Femur. Or is it the rib cage?
Femur.
Okay.
The rib cage.
That's right.
Wow.
All right, well, guys. Tally up the scores.
All right.
I still feel like guess. They won.
I can't even guess.
I think I chose the wrong couch.
Is it tied?
It's not tied.
Okay.
Is it close to tied?
We have Team Pretty with 19 and a half points.
Oh, come on, team.
Yet. We didn't win yet. I was like,
Team Basic with 19 points.
Wow.
Very good.
And write it true. Honestly, I love doing game shows as a podcast.
This was so fun.
Mm-hmm. We should
this
just
is,
do that.
This is way better than talking.
I know. You guys should do that tonight. Aren't you recording tonight?
Yes. Yeah. We are. Right. But I don't, would people get mad if we just did a whole game show?
I don't think so.
People love it when we do them.
I think yeah.
People live for it.
We'll and it's on. Something like they can play along with, you know what I mean?
Like they're, when you're driving, you're like, yeah. You know it. Yeah, yeah.
Or honestly,
yeah.
They're probably annoyed as fuck the whole time. If you know every question, yeah. Like easily, they're just like, oh my
the
God.
The best part of like the radio is when they do like the little games in the morning yeah. Shows yes. And stuff. Yeah.
You learn yeah. A little something
you should
too.
Just try it, see if they like
or like
it.
That game that we did where we had to guess, or it was mostly like me guessing the the picture of the
yeah,
celebrity.
I love that.
Oh, I
but
love
that's
those
a visual game.
That's what sometimes it's hard to think of games that are good for like listeners and
yeah.
Wait, explain that. Guessing the celebrity.
Well, yeah, you'd have like to see a face. You have to watch.
But it was mostly for me because I don't know celebrities. So it was like it was funny
like
me
James
guessing
Franco
who I thought they
or
were.
Like somebody that.
Yeah, the only celebrity
like
she knows
like
is
you
us.
Can only see
oh,
their
yeah,
eyes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Or the nose.
I'm really good at that.
Have you guys played Codenames?
Love Codenames.
Oh my gosh. Wait, no. I play on the phone.
We said we were gonna have a game night, and we never had a game
I
night.
I know.
I've never met the fucking kitty.
You know, I was gonna bring him.
You should have.
I
well,
know.
She's very allergic, actually.
Me too.
You're allergic
we're
to
we're
cats.
Allergic too, and we're adapting to it. But
is it because of how soft the fur is?
They have like a dander that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know when I like if my face is next to a cat, it gets like
yeah
because
yeah.
It's so thin.
If I touch
thin.
My eyes, it's like game over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just
my,
get like
eyes.
Yeah,
and then I get all rashy.
If you get,
but I want to see her.
If he scratches me, I get. Immediately like itchy and I'm like very uncomfortable.
Oh no.
You'll get more
I get
more
really stuffy and
he is precious. He's the best.
Oh, he's a really God. Sweet
he's
cat.
So sweet.
I still wish he got a dachshund but it's fine.
I know. Well his name is Deenie Weenie. So we're thinking about getting a weenie dog to go with it. So it's Deenie
no,
and Weenie.
Like, I
but
love
we want
that.
The one you got your mom.
No he
we want that one.
Specifically.
Yeah.
I mean
if you're
how much?
If you're if you want to talk
damn
yeah dog would be nice to
yeah,
have
but Codenames
it's the best
fucking great
we're playing it on the phone
we don't have the board
oh,
game
oh yeah we play,
we've
we play
never
the
played
now.
The board game there's a website you can go on
wait,
it's
game's
so
really fun.
Fun
though because
yeah
I feel like the board game is better
really
but I haven't played it on the phone.
But the game online, you all have to be on it at the
yeah,
same time.
Yeah, but it's
time.
Very easy. It's like
yeah,
quick.
You do it like in the room so you can like
and
sit
and they clear
there.
The board for you. It's like, it's nice.
So like, you know, there's like the spy master and the operative.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to, play it like well, away from each other. You want to do it all.
Got it.
But
we'll
yeah, so
do,
it's like
we'll
the
have
same.
To do
so
something.
You see like the colors for your words that you have to like give the clues to. I don't know what the board game is like, but I feel like the phone just makes sense.
Oh my God. You know what? The voting game. Have you played that one?
No.
That one's fun.
That
no.
One's, we should have played
that. One's
that.
Okay,
what's
we'll
the,
do
what's
that next
game?
Time.
You basically each have a number and it'll be like, who's the most likely to get blacked out, drunk, blah, blah, blah,
who
whatever.
Is, who's like, who's most likely to fuck their cousin?
And oh. Then we like silently and then you vote. Put, everyone puts down the number so you don't know like who put the number down. But then you're
oh. Like, it's like paranoia.
Yeah.
And everyone has your own number.
Let's
so
play now.
Like,
who's most likely to fuck their cousin? Have you fucked your cousin? You're laughing really hard. Have you fucked your cousin? You're laughing loud too.
Oh,
I feel like I'm missing something.
Delete it.
It's an old inside joke, you know.
You're turning real red.
Oh my God.
Well, on that note, thanks for coming on Pretty Big.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
on.
Us.
Thank you for having us. I hope that was okay.
That was so fun.
I thought it was a great episode.
Hopefully everybody enjoyed that.
I did.
Make sure to plug your podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have a podcast. All the four, the four of us have a podcast. It's called Zany Heath Unfiltered. We post every Tuesday, and it's like the best podcast, second to Pretty Basic,
obviously.
That you can ever watch and listen to.
Amazing. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We
Thank
will see
you
next week with another episode. And if you made it to the very end, what should they comment?
Guess who fucked their cousin?
Okay, bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.